我们讨论还有分享。
So I'd like to introduce this topic, the introduction of Kings and, the Kings and Chronicles, as a topic for discussion and encouragement.
在半年前，我们教会有举办这个读经活动。
Half a year ago, the church began a Bible reading program.
那感谢主，有差不多将近三四个人左右啊，签名报名说他每天都会读一段经节。
So about 30 members have registered, say that pledging that they would read some of the Bible every day.
那当然有些人没有签名，可是他们也在读了。
And there are also the members who have not registered but do have a habit of daily Bible reading.
想问一下大家读得怎么样，还好吧？
So I'd like to ask how is everybody in their Bible reading?
假如有点比较少读的话，要多读点咯。
So if you are falling behind, I encourage you to try to catch up.
那今天要跟大家分享就是这两本书的简介。
So I'd like to introduce this topic, the introduction of
Kings and Chronicles. 今天下午我们比较有活动性，好不好？因为通常早上都是单向的传道讲你们听，那今天呢也是传道问你们回答，同时你可以问传道，传道也会回答你。
So I like this afternoon to be more of a discussion where the minister can ask you questions and the members can also respond and ask questions.
首先呢让我来介绍一下这个列王记还有历代志。
So I would first like to make a brief introduction of Kings and Chronicles.
首先我们来看列王记上第一章。
So first, let's look at First Kings.
列王记上第一章。
So look at the book of First Kings, chapter one.
有没有人读过这个列王记还有历代志这两本书？读过的请举手。
And does anybody read First Kings and also Leviticus?
好，感谢主。
Yes.
还有几个人。好。
Yes, praise God. There.
那我相信有些人读过了，只是没有举手。那有些人读断断续续的。那其实我们，假如我们可以读这个历史书比较容易读，比较容易了解。
So the books of history is much more easier to read.
因为你只要看到有些先知书的话，有些人说我不知道读什么，这个跟谁讲，为什么讲这个是跟我说吗，还是跟别人说，在讲谁呢，都不知道。
So some of the books are more confusing because you don't know who is the book addressed to. What is it addressed to, me or is it someone else, or what is the purpose of the book?
什么时候会发生，
what's going to happen?
所以有些人读了不太了解。
So some people when they read they don't quite understand.
那我也知道有些人对历史没有兴趣，所以不记人名，不记地理，不记发生什么事情。
So I know there are some who are not very who do not like history, so they don't really bother caring about who are they reading, what are they reading, or when did this events occur?
可是历史就是这样子就是要记人名、时间和发生什么事情。
But history requires us to study history requires us to understand who was involved, what was the events that were involved, and when did the events happen.
可是我们不一定要记那么清楚，我们就可以记主要的人物，还有这个所发生的重要事情，可以得到教训。
But the most important is that we must understand, know the characters that were involved, and what were the events.
那列王记上第一章到最后一章首先是讲这个所罗门，一直到这个约沙法作王为止。
So the first Kings, the book of First Kings, in regards to, it talks about King Solomon to King Jehoshaphat.
那时候国家间所罗门那时代是一个国家，可是当他的儿子的时候就分成两国了。所以亚哈王，这个圣经列王记上就讲了120年的历史，从所罗门一直到约沙法和亚哈王的故事结束。
So King, so First Kings covers a 120-year span of history from King Solomon to King Jehoshaphat and King Jehoshaphat.
那只是记得差不多四个王，有大国，就有这四个国王。
And it covers the reign of four kings.
那我们看列王记下第一章。
Let's turn to Second Kings chapter one.
列王记下第一章。
Second Kings chapter one.
你可以看到说这里是从讲到约沙法的儿子约南王开始做王。
So begins with the son of King Jehoshaphat.
还有这个亚哈谢，亚哈谢是北朝的国王，就是亚哈的儿子啊，做王。
And it also begins with King Ahaziah, which is the son of King Ahab, the king of Israel, the northern kingdom.
所以这时候这是他们的子孙，开始做王，一直做到这个最后一个国王叫做西底家。
And this king, the second kings begin with the with the children of King
Jehoshaphat
to King Zedekiah.
对，那这包括260年，所以列王记下是包括260年的时间。
So the second kings, the book of Second Kings cover a 260-year span of history.
那我们看历代志上。
Let's look at First Chronicles.
历代志上第一章。
First Chronicles chapter 1.
历代志上第一章其实开始从亚当开始说起。
First Chronicles chapter 1 begins with Adam.
一直讲到这个大卫王。
And it proceeds to King David.
这包括3000年历史。
This covers about 3,000 years.
换句话说，就是从创世纪一直讲到撒尔穆尔记下。
So it begins with Genesis all the way to 2 Samuel.
那为什么这本书可以讲那么多呢？其实就讲这个谁生谁啊，把全部这样历史这样盖过去。
This book is able to cover such a large span of history because it spends most of its time with genealogy.
那我们看这个历代志下第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
历代志下第一章。
Second Chronicles chapter 1.
这里第一章是讲到所罗门。那最后一章呢是讲到西底家。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, it begins with Solomon, and the book of 2 Chronicles ends with King Zedekiah.
换句话说，这个历代志下这本书啊，是等于列王记上和记下的合在一起。
So the book of 2 Chronicles covers the same era as 1 and 2 Kings.
Okay, 好，那问大家一个问题，不知道大家读了以后，有些人读过以后，对不对？是不知道列王记和历代志有什么不同。
So I'd like to pose this question: What's the difference between the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles?
历代记下、历代志下和列王记上记下有什么不同？
So what's the difference between the book of 2 Chronicles and the first and second book of Kings?
Okay. 我们讲到列王的时候，对不对？列王，你就想到说北国南国，就是讲国王的事情，北国和南国的国王。
So when we think of the book of Kings, we must think of the kings in both the north and south, southern kingdoms.
你要想到这个历代的话，就想到说这个神应许大卫以后有一个人会做王，就说一直讲到他的，就是特别注重在南国犹大国的历史，而不注重北国的历史。
So in the book of Chronicles, you must think that it talks about God's promise to King David, and thus focus specifically on the southern kingdom of Judah.
大家听得懂吗？
Does everyone understand?
解释不太好啊，那我考大家一下，看看你可以回答的话就知道了，不了解了。我考大家一下。
So let me give us a brief quiz.
如果有人要想知道南国的国王的细节，请问你要看哪本书
？So if we want to study the reign of a king in the Northern Kingdom, which book do we look at?
你会看历代志下呢，还是看历代志列王记上和记下
？If you would you look at the book of Second Chronicles or would you look in the book of Kings?
哪一本书？如果你要看，你要想知道这个南国的国王的细节历史。
So if you wish to study the history of the kings of the Northern Kingdom, well, which book would you look?
除了刘邦父以外，不要回答。
Other than Brother Liu, which book would you look at?
哈 ，say a little louder, please.You're correct. What would you say? Choose one. Second Chronicle or Second King? 选一个，是选历代志下还是列王记下？选一本。你不两个都选
？Second King.
不是是应该是历代志下。
So no, you would look at Second Chronicles.
历代志下只注重大卫的子孙。
Second Chronicles only emphasizes on the descendants of David.
所以他们作王的情况，很多的细节是在列王记下找不到的。
So a lot of the history and the events of the descendants of David is recorded in the book of Second Chronicles.
好，还有，如果你要找北国的历史的话，请问你要看哪本书
？So you want to study the history of the Northern Kingdom? Which book would you look at?
啊，杨庆康弟兄。
列王记，
对，很好。
So you look at the Book of Kings.
那如果你要找北国的先知呢
？If you want to
北国的先知。The prophets of the Northern Kingdom.
If you want to study the prophets of the Northern Kingdom,
你要找你会看哪本书？北国的先知，就是以色列的先知。北朝北国叫以色列，南朝叫过犹大。
If you want to study the prophets of the Northern Kingdom, the Kingdom of Israel,
列王记对。
You study the Book of Kings.
因为你看那个列王记的话，会记载了这个以利亚、以利沙。
Because you would, in the Book of Kings, you would study the prophets of Elijah and Elisha.
他们工作的地方是在北国。
Because they worked in the Northern Kingdom.
那有些人看到历代志下怎么没有讲到以利沙呢？因为这是以利沙在北国工作，不在南国。
And if you look in the Book of Second Chronicles, you will find no recording of Elijah or Elisha because both prophets worked in the Northern Kingdom.
所以大家考试通过了吧？了解了。OK， 好，那下一个问大家一个问题啊。
So my next question，
啊，在历史上谁是最坏的王
？So in the history, who is the worst king？
在圣经里面，那你觉得说最坏的王，坏到啊，神都不原谅？亚哈，哦，对，我在讲是南国，我在讲南国。
In the Northern Kingdom, who is the worst king?
南国
North. I'm sorry. In the Southern Kingdom, who is the worst king? To the point where God would not even
forgive
him.
南国谁是最糟糕的王？南国。Let's see. 亚哈斯啊。不太对，可是很近。那他是亚哈斯是倒数，应该是倒数第二、第三了。对，那倒数第一名是谁
？So Ahaziah is close. He's about maybe like the third worst king. Who is the first?
Okay， 我们来看这个列王记下23章。
So let's look at Second Kings.
列王记下23章。
Second Kings chapter 23.
列王记下23章，26节。
Chapter 23, verse 26.
Okay, 26节。
Verse 26.
然而耶和华向犹大所发猛烈的怒气，能不止息，是因玛拿西诸事惹动他。
Verse 26. Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath, with which his anger was aroused against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him.
Manasseh 是个很特别的王。
Manasseh was a
special king.
Special king.
他做了一些事情呢，使神啊怒气都不消啊。
He did things that even God cannot forgive.
当然有在他之前有些很坏的王，像亚哈斯啊这些王。可是问题是，神还至少还会怜悯他的百姓的。
There were many kings before Manasseh who were wicked, but God was able to forgive.
对，所以其实这个坏的王啊，都有坏他的坏的坏处了，就说有些是被盗啊。有些是被神惩罚到死啊，那所以每个都不太一样。可是使犹大国最大伤害，使神要灭犹大国、啊，就是玛拿西。
So the biggest reason why God wanted to remove the southern kingdom is because of Manasseh.
Okay, 好，那下个问题，谁是最好的王
？So who was the best king？
谁是最好的王？ 当然有好几个王，那每个王有不同的表现。
So there were several kings, and each king had different. It was different.
可是有一个有在圣经上有说到，这个王跟以前的人呐、啊、比起来，这个王啊超过这其他的王。
But the Bible recorded that this one king was better than all the kings before him.
从来没有国王像他一样。
There was no other king like him.
是谁
？Who is this？
什么？所罗门？啊、不是哦。
It's not Solomon.
好，我们看同一章的前一节，就答案就在那边了。
So let's look at the same chapter, but the first previous verse.
就是列王啊、记下二十三章二十五节。
So let's look at verse 25.
在约西亚以前呢、啊，没有王像他尽心尽性尽力的归向耶和华，遵循摩西的一切律法。在他以后，也没有兴起一个国王像他。啊、在这里提到说、啊。是约西亚这个人。
So this verse talks about the king Josiah.
所以圣经都有讲，你说读一下，都想想看，哎，谁是最好，谁是最坏的
？So the Bible records who is the best and who is the worst.
那其实这个最坏的王啊，和这个最好的王只差中间只差一代而已。
The period there was a very brief period between the worst king and the best king and the worst king.
马拉西是这个约西亚的祖父啊。Grandfather.
Oh, okay. So Manasseh was the grandfather of Josiah.
哎，就只差中间只差一代而已啊，差别那么大，两个极端。
So there's only a brief time period between the two.
那为什么我们要读这个列王记还有历代志呢
？So why do we need to study the Book of Kings and the Book of Chronicles?
这两本书真的说到很多，其实。要教导我们做家长的、做教会负责人的、做传道的，应该怎么做才会得到神的祝福
？So these four books tells us that if we are our parents in our homes, we are
pastors,
board members, that we how to lead our congregation.
那这些人呢，其实可以反映到说，我们人有些的结果会像有些国王一样。
And it tells us that some of our the results could be like these kings.
啊，有些人啊，真的很尽忠，做得相当不错。
So there are some who are very devoted and
do pretty well. 那有些人呢，普普通通。
And some others just kind of who don't turn out as well.
有好有坏啊。
There are some good points and bad points.
比如说像所罗门。
Like the King Solomon.
啊，他有好有坏。
He had good and bad points.
那约沙法也是有好有坏。
And Jehoshaphat also has good and bad points.
那可是有些国王呢，只有坏，好像没有提到什么好处、啊。
And but there are some kings who only have bad points and no good points.
那么再问大家一个问题。
So I'd like to ask another question to the congregation.
在这圣经里面有记载四种人。
In the Bible, there are of course four types of people.
当然啊，首先会讨论的是国王。
First is the king.
可是呢，第二种人讨论的是这个大祭司。
And the second type of person is the high priest.
那请问，你知不知道谁是最好的大祭司
？So let me ask you, who is the best high priest?
谁是最好的大祭司？有没有读过？读完后有想过说，谁是最好的大祭司
？So after reading these books of history, who is the best high priest?
有没有人知道
？Does anybody know？
罗基斯，主耶稣啊，我们现在讲这个列王记上下。
So in the book of the first and second kings, who is the best high priest？
谁是最好的大祭司
？Who in the first book in the book of first and second kings, who is the best high priest？ Yeah.
一个是撒加利亚，一个是耶和耶大。撒加利亚，陈姐妹，撒加利亚记得在哪里
？So one is Zechariah. Where was that recorded?
Huh? Okay. 好，你查一下啊，说不定那个撒加利亚是最好的。OK， 那据我所知，那个尤弟兄有说到是。 耶和耶大。我们来看一下。
So, Brother Yellen mentioned since.
Jehoiada.
Jehoiada.
Yeah. Okay, 我们来看这个历代志下十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
我今天想多花点时间跟大家来讨论这个耶和耶大这个人。
So I'd like to spend some time this afternoon discussing Jehoiada.
那这个人呢，真的相当的不错。
This person is, this high priest was a very good character.
他不只是一个普通的大祭司。
He was not just a regular high priest.
在我们还没讲大祭司之前呢，我们要讲一下祭司的责任是什么。
So before we talk about him, let's just talk about the responsibilities of the high priest.
祭司其实每一天呢要做三件事情。
The priest, he must perform three duties every day.
就是起来呢要点灯，不是就是灯，可能晚上烧了很久，对不对？要把那个灯啊，把它用干净，所以会发亮。
So the first responsibility is he must clean the lamp, so that it can shine the next that day.
第二件事情他要做的就是烧香。
And the second duty is he must burn incense.
好，我们来看一下经节好了，我们看历代志上第九章。
Let's turn to.
我们放书先在这里 ，OK？ 我们再回来。
Let's put a bookmark here. Let's.
历代志上第九章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 9.
历代志上第九章。
First Chronicles chapter 9.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
First Chronicles chapter 9, verse 32.
哦，这个是下一个经节，对不起，我们放个书签在这里一下好不好？我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn, put a bookmark here. I mean, I'm sorry, but let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记三十章第七节。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 30, verse 7.
出埃及记三十章。
First, let's book of Exodus chapter 30.
三十章，我们用手。夹住 ，OK。那我们来看一下《出埃及记》三十章的第七节。
I'm sorry. The book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 7.
三十章第七节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 7.
好，在这里说啊，亚伦在坛上要烧新香料做的香，每早晨他收拾灯的时候要烧这香。第八节，黄昏点灯的时候，他要在耶和华面前烧这香。作为世世代代常烧的香，好，在这里告诉我们大祭司要做什么。
So this, these two verses tells us the responsibilities of the high priest.
圣经告诉我说，我们今天是祭司。
The Bible tells us that we today are priests.
那就像这些祭司一样，每天呢，这个要烧香就是祷告。
So, as like priests, we must burn incense, which is prayer.
晚上的时候要祷告。
So in the evening, we must pray.
一天最好祷告两次啊。
It's best to pray twice in a day.
那发光呢，就是这个点灯啊，就是不是点灯，就是要使灯继续照亮，就是说要有好行为，
so,
早晚都要有好表现。
And for us to shine, shine light, it means that we must be able to, show good virtues day and night.
那我们翻回来历代志上第九章的三十二节。
So let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 9, verse 32.
在这里也记载着说啊，这些。祭司啊，要管理陈设饼，每安息日啊要排列。
So here in verse 32, it shows that so the priest must prepare the showbread for every Sabbath.
这是祭司每一个礼拜要做这个陈设饼，他一做是做很多个。那这个陈设饼是每天每次在服事当中要吃的，每天都要吃。
So the showbread they make once every Sabbath.They make a large quantity, but if the ministers would eat that every day when they do their priestly duties.
所以作为祭司的，我们每天呢要读经啊，是神的话语。
So it tells us that every day we must read the Bible.
可是还不够啊，可是每个礼拜呢要做陈设饼，就是说啊，每个礼拜我们每一家人呐、啊，不管是有没有来教会，也要有能力啊，去教导我们儿女，用神的话教导我们儿女。
But it also tells us that we must make the showbread every Sabbath, meaning we must teach our children about God.
不一定要讲道理，可是呢，知道会怎么去教导他。每个礼拜都要教。
It doesn't necessarily mean we must preach to our children, but we mean we must teach them.
因为在那时候可能没办法每次来耶路撒冷圣殿敬拜神，所以他们在每个礼拜呢要去，就是父母亲要去教导儿女。
Because at that time, not everybody could come to the temple in Jerusalem every Sabbath.
那这个三件事情很重要。
These three duties are very important.
因为在末世的时候啊，有一段时间啊，神会把这个外院啊给外邦人践踏，就说神不要这些人了。你只要在外院的话，神不要了。
So because in the last days, the court will be open and Gentiles can enter.
Yeah. 那只有在圣殿里面，就是祭司，只有祭司可以在圣殿里面。那要成为祭司的话，要做这三件事情。
And only the priest can enter the temple, and in order to be a priest, he must perform these three duties.
所以我们今天每个人要是做祭司，要做这三件事情。
So every so if each of us wants to be a priest, we must perform these three duties.
否则以后我们不会得救。
Or else we will not be saved in the last day.
那我们翻回来，这个我们讲耶和耶大好了。
So let's talk about King the High Priest Jehoiada.
这耶和耶大不是普通，他不只是做他该做的，他做的比神要求他的要做还要多。
So Jehoiada not only performed the duties that were required of him, but he exceeded those duties.
那我们首先来看我们要先了解一下这段历史所发生的事情。
So let's first look at the historical background.
我们来看这个22章的11节。
Let's turn to the Second Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11.
22章的11节，历代志下22章11节。
Second Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11.
但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约南王的女儿，亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻。她收藏约阿斯躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。十二节
，verse 12，
约阿斯和他们一同藏在神殿里六年。亚他利亚篡了国位。亚他利亚其实是这个约阿斯的祖母。祖母。Athaliah is the grandmother of King Joash.
Okay. Athaliah was the grandmother of King Joash.
这个亚他利亚是北国的公主啊。
Athaliah was the daughter of the Northern Kingdom.
那她是拜巴利的。
She worshipped Baal.
那她嫁到南国以后。
When she was married to the king in the Southern Kingdom.
那她影响她的先生做坏事。
She influenced her husband to perform wicked things.
她影响她的儿子做坏事。
She influenced her son to perform wicked things.
那神呢？把她先生、把她儿子都杀掉。
And God destroyed her husband and her son.
那后来呢？她真的是一个很心狠手辣的女人啊！她竟然把她的孙子啊除灭，为了什么？自己来当王了。她儿子死了，她说我来当好了，
so,
把孙子都杀掉。
So Athaliah also murdered the son, her grandchildren so that she can reign in the southern kingdom.
那这时候是这个约示巴就是约南王的女儿啊，把她藏起来，就是她的什么姑姑是不是？安提嘛，就是不是她姑姑？姑姑藏起来。
So Jehoshabeth, the aunt of King Josiah, hid him.
那这个姑姑她的先生什么是大祭司？就耶和耶大是亲戚的，不是亲戚就是丈夫了，夫妻关系。
So Jehoshabeth was also the sister of the priest.
不是 the wife.
Oh, the wife of the priest.
Okay. 所以换句话说，这个姑姑呢和姑丈看到所发的事情，那是姑姑就把她的侄儿盗来藏起来。
So the aunt of the king Josiah, Joash's aunt saw him and hit him.
那这耶和耶大他不简单的地方，首先第一点是他真的很有耐性。
So what we see from Jehoiada is he really has love.
特别是在patience.
Patience.
他特别是在这个患难的时候，他忍耐，守神的道。
Because during this troubling time, he had patience for and he stood by God's word.
刚才我们读到说啊，他要忍耐这个亚他利亚做王啊，六年。
He was patient and bared with Athaliah being king for 6 years.
那当他做王的时候啊，你可以想象到这个亚他利亚是把这什么巴利的这种敬拜偶像方法带进来。
So we can imagine when Athaliah became the king, she brought in all the practices of Baal.
做了很多的坏事。
She performed many wicked deeds.
那不止这样，他不只要忍耐六年了、啊，他还要忍耐了一年，就是他的。儿子所做的恶。
So not only did he have to wait for 6 years, but he also wait for another 7th year.
One more year.
One more year for him to be strengthened.
我们看这个历代志下22章的第二节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 22, verse 2.
第二节就是说亚哈谢登基的时候，年22岁，在耶路撒冷做王一年呐、啊。他母亲叫亚他利亚，所以这个国王也是作恶的。可是，哎呀
，So the king, Ahaziah was also evil, was a bad king.
那我们再看这个历代志下21章的20节，就是前一节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 22, verse 1.
不，21章20节。
Oh, I'm sorry. Second Chronicles chapter 21, verse 20.
对，二十节这里说。约兰登基的时候，年32岁，在耶路撒冷作王8年。他去世无人私墓，众人埋他在大卫城，只是不在列王的坟墓里。啊，在这里提到说啊，我们从这个亚他利亚先生儿子，还有他作王，这个、亚他利亚作王的时间加起来，总共有15年。
So from the time of Athaliah's husband and king.If you add their reigns together, it was 15 years.
换句话说，这个耶和耶大要忍耐这些人，这个乱做事情、做恶事，把色列搞乱七八糟，把国家搞得乱七八糟。
So we see that Jehoiada had to be patient while these wicked kings just ruined the kingdom.
那他们做什么坏事呢？我们看一个例子。
And what kind of evils did these kings do?
我们看历代志下24章第7节。
Second Chronicles chapter 24.
24章第7节就是。
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 7.
在这里提到是他的孙子啊所说的话，骂他祖母所说的话。
So these are the grandchildren.
Grandchild
of Athaliah, what the grandchild of Athaliah accused her of.doing.
这说，因为那恶妇啊，亚他利亚的众子啊，曾拆毁神的殿，又用耶和华殿中分别为圣的物，供奉巴利。在这里提到说啊，亚他利亚这个女人啊，教导他儿子啊，去偷、去抢、去破坏神殿，把神的殿的东西啊偷走，后来把他的神的殿的东西啊献给他们的偶像。
So here it records that Athaliah encouraged her sons to break into the house of God and to steal all the dedicated items in the house of God and dedicate them to Baal.
我想这个巴利的神不要脸啊，这个偷来的东西还接受。
And this, I think that this God Baal is very, has no shame because he would accept stolen items.
在这里呢，耶和耶大要忍受什么？人家把这个圣殿挖个洞，打破门，东西不见，走的这种恶事。
And Jehoiada asked them to make a hole into the temple and saw that there was nothing inside.
那这教导我们说啊，其实，在信仰上啊，有时候你会碰到好的传道，有时候你会碰到不太好的传道。
And this, what this tells us now is that sometimes you encounter good ministers, and sometimes you encounter some social ministers.
可能选到好的负责人，有时候选到不好的负责人。
And sometimes you will choose good board members. Sometimes you will choose some social board members.
那这假如不好的话怎么办
？So what happens if we choose some not so good board members?
有些人说啊，我不来教会了。
And some say, well, you know, I decide not to come. I won't go to church.
啊，那个传道不会讲道。
Or the minister can't preach.
啊，我觉得常常来一无造就。
And I come and I don't feel edified.
那请问，我们会不会像耶和耶大忍耐着？
Well, we act like Jehadiah and just be patient.
继续做他的祭司的职分，做那三件事情。
And to continue to perform priestly duties, those three duties.
有些人可能忍耐不了了，说我不来了，我也不做了。
And some will say, "Well, I'm sorry not to come, and I'm not going to perform my duties."
说耶和耶大真的他不简单啊，他可忍耐这十五年当中啊，没有失去盼望，继续的服侍神。
Jehadiah was very patient that he waited in these 15 years daily performing his duties.
我们要了解神的国度有时候会走下坡一段时间的，可是是暂时而已。
We know that when we walk on the kingdom, we will hit a low point.
Okay. 那第二点呢？这耶和大不简单的地方是啊，他敢冒着生命的危险呢，去行神的旨意，救这约阿斯出来。
And also, Jehadiah also, another good point of him is that he risked his life and to protect King Joash.
你想想看啊，这个孩子藏在这个圣殿里面。
Just imagine this child was hidden in the temple.
那小孩子婴孩会叫会哭啊。
This child, the baby king will cry.
哪一天哭很大声啊，那别人听到了，后来人家去告诉亚塔利亚说，哎，我听到圣殿里面有小孩子在哭，哎，怎么有小孩子呢？
Imagine what happened if the child cried and somebody heard and reported to Athaliah.
那这亚塔利亚早知道说这个耶和耶大把这孩子藏起来的话，我想这个耶和耶大他的头啊会落地啊。
And if Athaliah found out that Jehadiah was harboring the baby king Joash, Jehadiah's head would literally roll.
而且这小孩子长慢慢长大的时候会跑来跑去啊。
And also, as this child grows, he will start running.
有时候不小心跑出去的话，让那个亚塔利亚知道了，他也会没有命的。
And if the child escapes from the temple. Athaliah will find out.
所以，换句话说，这耶和耶大呢，小时候真的要好好教导他，也祷告神啊，保守他。
And Jehadiah must pray every day, asking God to protect him.
那这个是冒生命危险行神的旨意。
And Jehadiah put his life in danger in order to preserve the will of God.
那我们应该有这种爱心啊，彼此啊，为别人牺牲。
And so we must have this type of love toward other people.
有时候有些事情要冒险，可是是对的。那我们不要说啊，这不关我的事，请别人吧。
And there are times that we must do good, but we will harm ourselves in doing so.
Put
ourselves in danger in doing so.
那第三个事情呢？他第三个特色是他真的是没有他自己。
And the third good point is that he denies himself.
其实。他使他这个侄儿做王时候，对不对？他其实可以宣布自己做王。
If when Jehadiah raised King Joash, he can make himself king.
啊，篡位嘛，反正这小孩子不懂事啊。
And you can say, well, the child doesn't know anything.
可是他安分守己，守他的本分，他是大祭司，就是在辅导君王。
And he understood his role as high priest, which is to support the king.
那圣经有记载着，他有教导这个约阿斯神的道理。
The Bible records that King Jehadiah taught Joash the words of God.
所以他这个耶和耶大好像父亲啊，约阿斯对他来这个约阿斯看着耶和耶大像他父亲一样。
And Jehadiah became like a father to Joash.
命也是他。救的
，and also he was his savior.
那还有最后一点就是，这个约和耶大做事很谨慎。
And also King Jehadiah was very diligent in his duties.
不是，很谨慎 ，very careful.
Very prudent.
当他要立这个六岁孩子做国王的时候
，when Jehadiah brought this six-year-old child to be king.
那这时候他要告诉很多的军长啊，说，哎，这个孩子是这个大卫的子孙。
He had to convince many of the generals that this child was the descendant of David.
那在那时候，他假如啊，不小心啊，告诉一个人啊，会去告诉亚塔利亚，去告密的话，那这个耶和耶大的头啊，会掉到地上。
And if Jehadiah spoke to the wrong person, and this person told Athaliah, the high priest Jehadiah's head can be beheaded.
所以这耶和耶大要把这个王子国王给别人看的时候，真的要很小心，所以他要很谨慎，知道谁是真的是在拜神的，谁真的是要实现神的应许的。
And so when Jehadiah presented the king, he had to be very careful as to who was truly, truly worshiped God, and who was truly supporting the king.
那他这样做到最后呢，他得到什么赏赐呢？
And at the end, what was his result?
我们看这个历代志下十四章十六节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 26.
二十四章十六节。
I'm sorry, Second Chronicles chapter 24, verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
这里说，我们从数节念起。
Let's start from verse 15.
耶和耶大年纪老迈，日子满足而死，死的时候年130岁。十六节。
Verse 16.
葬在大卫，陈列王的坟墓里，因为他在以色列人中行善，又侍奉神，修理神的殿。在这里提到说，这耶和耶大死的时候，很多人很尊敬他，尊敬他到什么地步呢？虽然他不是国王，可是呢，人们把他当成国王看待，把他让他葬在那个国王的坟墓里面。
So when Jehadiah died, he was respected so much by the people that though he was not a king, he was buried with the kings.
那这教导我们说啊，我们不管做什么事情，
This tells us that regardless of what we do,
我们不只要做好，
but as long as we do it well,
不只做好，
even though, not only must we do it well,
我们要做超过于神所要求我们的，别人所要求我们的，
and we must exceed what God or other people asks of us.
像约和约大他说，这个约哈斯要死不关我的事。
If George suddenly say, "Well, Jehadiah dies," it's not my problem.
神答应这个什么大卫说，他以后子孙会做王那个他也说这不关我的事。
Jehadiah said, "Well, you know, God said the king of King David's descendants will always reign, but this has nothing to do with me."
我只要在圣殿服侍神就好。
All I had to do was to perform my duties in the temple.
我相信如果耶和耶大没有去帮助这个约阿斯，到最后他也会没有命。
And I believe that if Jehadiah never performed these acts, he would not have been remembered.
亚塔利亚最后也会把耶和耶大除掉了。
And Athaliah would also have killed Joash.
But Jehoiada.
Would have also killed Jehoiada.
其实帮助别人也是帮助自己。
So to help others is to help yourself.
如果我们做的比别人要求更多的话，那么我们奖赏也是大的。
And if we help others more, our reward will be greater.
那最后个问题。
So one last question.
谁是最坏的祭司？
So who is the worst high priest?
这个最坏的祭司，我们可以请刘邦福参加。
So we'd like to.
他可以猜猜看。
We also invite Brother Liu to answer this question. Who is the worst priest?
有最坏的祭司特别圣经特别提他的名字。
That he was the worst priest. The Bible recorded his name.
他帮助这个坏王作恶。
He helped these wicked kings do evil.
好，我们看这个人好了。我们看这个列王记下十六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 16.
列王记下十六章。
2 Kings chapter 16. 2 Kings chapter 16.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好，他名字叫做乌利亚。
His name was Urijah.
OK， 我们看第十节到十七节。
Let's turn read from verse 10 to 17.
在这里第十节到十七节记载说，这个亚哈斯这个坏王，他跑到大马色这个 叙利亚，不是叙利亚，那个跑到大马色去啊，迎接亚述王。
And here it records that the evil king Ahaz went to Damascus to meet the king of Assyria.
那他看到这个亚述国王所造的坛啊，哎，他想说，好，我就是要造这个坛来献祭这个坛，在这个祭坛上献祭给他们的神，所以神那他的神可以祝福我。
So when Urijah saw the altar, he decided to build an altar in the same fashion so that he can ask that God to protect him.
那这时候呢，他就送给祭司乌利亚去做。
So the king Ahaz asked Urijah to do so.
那这个祭司乌利亚很勤劳哎，在还没国王还没回来的时候，他拼命做，把它做好了。
So Urijah made the altar before King Ahaz came back from Damascus.
那这个国王跟他讲说啊，他回来以后就说啊，现这个以前这个神的这个祭坛，对不对？把它挪到前面去，挪到北边去。
So the
国王这个国王跟这个祭司说，你把这个原本的祭坛呢、啊，挪到北边去，把现在我们所造的放在这中间。
So the king told the priest that to remove the altar that was meant for the God for God to the northern part and put this new altar for the false god in the middle.
那这记载在十四节。
This is recorded in 14.
好，他告诉他说啊，以后这国王的献祭啊，还是百姓的献祭啊，全部啊都是献给这位假神，这位亚述神啊。
So and the king ordered.Urijah then to now offer all the offerings to this new to this false king.
那至于这个神的这个祭坛呢，这个有时候我来用，就是说国王，特别是我来寻求神的时候啊，我再来用。
And the king said that I will use the altar for God, for my personal use when I need to ask from God.
那这个是在记载在十五节。
This is recorded in verse 15.
那十七节记载的这个亚哈斯王啊，竟然把神的这个什么，神的器皿啊，神有特别吩咐要有这些器皿，把它打掉、拿掉都有。
And the king in verse 17 records that King Ahaz moved some dedicated items for God.
甚至把那个祭坛呢，铜海就差不多叫铜海啊，把下面的牛啊，把它拿掉。
And it records specifically that it removes some of the panels from the cart.
那这个是很，这个简直是很不尊重神啊。
So this shows very little respect for God.
那这个祭司呢，不只是纵容了，而且还协助这个王啊，做这些恶事。
So the Urijah not only helped the king and supported the king when they did this.
那这个祭司呢，他根本没有。去考虑说、啊、神怎么看他，他只顾虑到说啊，嘿，这国王给我地位，给我钱啊，我要好好的讨他喜欢啊。
So Urijah did not concern himself how God would see him when he did this. Only he was only concerned that about the king giving him land and wealth.
所以这个祭司只是为了他的位置啊，为他的面子，还为他的这个什么肠子啊，在奋斗啊。
So the Urijah was only concerned about his face to the king and about feeding his stomach.
所以在那时候，这个祭司做了很多坏事。
So here the priest did many evil things.
所以使很多人的献祭啊，都献到这个假神去了。
And many of the people's faith was drawn to this false god.
所以在圣经里面啊。都有好王、坏王、好祭司和坏祭司。
So the Bible has some good kings and bad kings, and good priests and bad priests.
那问题是说啊，我们要做哪一个
？So the question is, which one will we be?
那以后呢，再跟大家讲这个好先知、坏先知，还有好百姓、坏百姓。
So next time, I'd like to talk about some.
Good prophet and bad prophets.
Good and bad prophets.
And good people and bad people.
And some good people and bad people.
Okay, 我们来唱诗。
So let's sing him.
24首。
Sing him 24.